Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It is my third Audio Boo of this February 14th, 2013, Valentine's Day. It is currently 20 minutes after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I've left work a little bit early as I'm going to pick up a few things for Valentine's Day for the missus. I already purchased a gift certificate to a 3.5 hour spa session for her. And I'm gonna go and pick up maybe some flowers and a little card. So today's topic for February, I'm going to be doing February 13. So in fact, it was yesterday's topic, is to talk about a school subject that inspired me. Wow. Well, I suppose any of the science subjects inspired me. Physics, chemistry, a lot of those inspired me. Some of the history subjects that I studied inspired me as well. But I think the one that really did it for me was geography. I had a wonderful geography teacher in high school who taught us Not just the geography and of place names and capitals and all that stuff, which most people usually associate with geography, but he also delved into the earth sciences, so geology, geomorphology, and a little bit of even, and for the, we're talking about the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, he actually talked and touched upon exoplanet geology. So he was talking about Mars, and he was talking about the moon, things that a lot of other teachers weren't really necessarily broaching in the subject of geography. And that teacher inspired me quite a bit. I'm trying to think of who else. I had my math teacher, but I didn't do very well in math when I was in school. I should say that my latter half of my high school years, I didn't do well in math. My first couple of years, I did okay. And then I had a couple of bad teachers, and they just did not inspire me. And therefore, unfortunately, I didn't do well. And I know it was the teachers. It had to have been, because after high school, I went to a college. Here in Quebec, they call it CEGEPT, which is basically a bridge between high school and university. In many provinces, in fact, I think in all other provinces in Canada, except for Quebec, the high school goes up to grade 12. Here in Quebec, it stops at grade 11. And basically, CEGEPT is supposed to replace that grade 12. But in many cases, it's either a 2 or a 3 year term. And many people come out of this college with an actual certificate or degree in something. For instance, social services or electrotechnology. So you can go out and repair, if you want to be a repairman for electronics at the time. And now, I guess, with computers everywhere and our throwaway society, we don't really repair televisions or radios anymore. You just throw them out and buy another one, unfortunately. So, those are some of the subjects that inspired me in school, and geography and cartography, which I forgot. That was part of my geography course as well in high school, and the teacher would actually break up the class into modules the school year, and he offered optional modules, so you could either do geology or geomorphology or something else, and sometimes he offered two modules for sort of first semester and then second semester, and they would be follow-ups, so you'd have geology one, and then if you want to advance and look more deeply into geology, you could do a sort of a second geology module. And when he offered a second cartography module, I took it. And in fact, that led me to go on into geography. I have a geography degree, for those of you who don't know. I have a Bachelor of Arts in a major in geography with a sort of, I suppose, a minor, but it's not really recognized as such. But it's sort of a minor in cartography because I took every single cartography course I could find. And I love maps. I love studying maps and studying how maps are made. And, of course, nowadays we're talking GIS, Geographic Information Systems, which is the marriage of maps and cartography with computers and computer technology. And of course today it's at the fingertips of everybody with GPS units and of course the ubiquitous Google Maps that turns up everywhere now. Just very, very interesting things. I mean, I could just imagine, you know, I couldn't have dreamt of some of the things that we have today, way back when. Just the unbelievable technology at the tip of our fingers. And, as much as, you know, I don't take it for granted. As much as, you know, I carry around an iPhone, and it's probably more powerful than my first little Radio Shack color computer by leaps and bounds, and can do much more, and is much more versatile. There's still a certain romanticism that I still feel about computer technology, and a lot of my geek friends who remember the old Atari systems and the ZX80s and the Sinclair ZX80 with a membrane keyboard and a whopping 2K of RAM that you would hook up to your television set and you could do, you know, basic programming. And I don't mean basic as in, like, basic. I mean basic as in beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code, basic. Hey, how many of you remember that acronym, eh? Put up your hands. Oh, don't put down your hands. I can't even see your hands. Oh, these audio boo listeners, I tell you. Anyway, joking aside, excuse me, I have to clear my throat again. Wow, it's rather dry in the car with the heating on. Whew. So I was saying, yeah, those are some of the subjects that inspired me in school, and I look forward to hearing all of yours. And boy, do I have a lot of catching up to do in my Februaries. But I promise I will catch up to everything. So, you know, sometime in June, if you get a comment from me about a February, please don't be too surprised. All right. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for listening, as always. And have a great day.